delighted to welcome Patricia Reichel into the studio because we've always been on the phone before, so nice to see you face to face this evening.
Thank you very much.
I could have done with you a little earlier on because you encourage people to love their computers. www.loveyourcomputer.co.uk. Mine just suddenly went blank on me earlier on. Things like that.
Did you restart it?
I did restart it. But it always happens at a crucial moment, doesn't it?
It does, it does. Computers, it's as if they have a personality just to wind you up
a bit. It's like they know.
Yes.
I had to restrain my mother, actually, from kicking hers the other day because the printer wouldn't work.
Oh, yes. There's a lot that needs to be right to make the printer work. That's the thing.
They're funny old things, aren't they, printers? They're particularly temperamental.
They are. If you press print and you don't have paper in, for example, some printers really react quite badly with that and others recover well. They are individual.
So you're a calming influence in amongst all these computer traumas, and you go out and you visit people and you help them. As you say, your mission is to make people love their computers.
Yeah, I think the key is to calm down, and after a while you see similar problems again and again. I think it's just important to take a deep breath and approach it in quite a methodical way, because computers are methodical.
Are they all pretty much the same beast, though? Because, of course, they have... quite recently, cleared out the under-the-stairs cupboard, and it was the computer that my husband and I first bought when our son was born 10 years ago. And it was this huge, enormous, great thing. And, of course, they've changed so dramatically, they've evolved so dramatically, but generally... Are the problems that pop up pretty similar to what they've always been?
I think it has varied, not so much because of the technology, but more what we're doing on it. So if you go back 15 years, maybe doing the odd email or letters, now we're doing so much more complicated things. We're doing Twitter, we're doing Skype, we're downloading photographs from our phone and our cameras. And so I think we have more trouble because of it. But some of the problems are the same as the old ones, but we've just got a lot more new ones as well.
Let's just put a couple of emails that we've had for you to you, Patricia. And this is from Brenda, who says that on several occasions when I switch on to read emails or internet, I get network error speed touch on the screen and I can't access either. Sometimes it lasts a few hours, sometimes it lasts a whole day. Is it something to do with her provider, she said?
I usually find it's associated actually with the equipment. If you go back a few years, you may have heard of people talk about modems, and now we hear people talking about routers, and we often get the two muddled up. But what I'm going to recommend for Brenda is to turn off the computer, unplug the modem, and restart the computer and wait a few minutes while everything starts back up. When it all starts up, I want you to go to the internet and see if it's working. If it is, it means the email should work as well. If you don't have the internet access, you won't have any email access, so that's important to remember. But my point about modems and routers are quite important because, Brenda, I think in your case you may just have a modem, and that is essential for connecting to the internet, but it's not as secure as a router that has a modem built in. So I'd like you to call TalkTalk, ask for a router, a wireless router, change your equipment, I think it's old, and then you'll find you'll have more protection from PC threats, malware. Just generally, it's going to be a safer, better equipment, and it'll probably start a lot better for
you. Because we were talking a little about internet security last week on the show, and I was talking about something that happened to my stepfather, who got an email saying, could you just send me some money? This was supposedly from my sister. She'd been mugged in Madrid.
Yes.
And he went trotting off to the bank. He was about to do it. And they're so plausible, some of these emails, some of the ways that people will try and get to you through the fact that we're all so reliant on our computers.
Yes, and I think the bank emails are the ones that are the most convincing. And if you look at them fairly quickly, they look very good. They look very genuine. Usually, if you look closely, you will see something is just amiss. There's some spelling mistakes. Sometimes with these letters asking for money, it does sound a bit strange, but I suppose if you were to get that, you might immediately panic that someone's in danger, and it probably means you're losing your cool and you're not thinking properly. That's probably where it goes.
Do you know, this is exactly what happened. When you get that, so your gut instinct is to help, and off he went. And then afterwards he was saying, I cannot believe I nearly fell for that. I cannot believe I nearly sent that money over there. And how many people actually... Well, people must do, or else they wouldn't bother doing it.
I think they do. There are people that are worried that if they don't do anything, what are they going to do? There's a lot of people that fall for these scams where people pretending to be Microsoft will phone you. And I had one last week, my techie.co.uk, here to help me with my slow computer. So I just went along with the call, and he wanted me to get into my computer and mess it up, basically.
Which is exactly one of our listeners, again, also had that. So you have to be so, so careful, and they can be so plausible as well. But you're there to help, and you can find out more by going on to it's www.loveyourcomputer.co.uk.
Great to see you
in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in, Patricia.